Airlines are bracing themselves for fuel rationing during the busy Christmas travel period after a bad batch of aviation gas entered the country. Z Energy, which is the owner of the Dud shipment, told airlines last night they'd need to conserve fuel in coming weeks. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment says routine fuel testing of a jet fuel shipment has raised some concerns that there's potential impact to jet fuel supply. Since April this year, the country's only oil refinery based at Marsden Point ceased operations and became an import-only terminal for already refined products. David Keat worked at Marsden Point Refinery for 27 years, becoming refining manager, second in charge under the chief executive. He says if Marsden Point had retained the capacity to refine, the aviation fuel could be reprocessed. He says the country's fuel security has been significantly diminished. Kia ora, David. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Catherine.
Could you talk us through what might be wrong with this batch of fuel? It happens sometimes, right?
It does happen sometimes. I don't know any more than you do or what's been published in the media, but the most common thing that can go wrong with jet fuel is just water contamination. But that's fairly easy to fix. You just let the fuel settle in a tank for 2 or 3 days and the water will slowly drain out. But a much more serious thing is seems likely if they hit with this sort of disruption. So it's probably a contamination or an off-spec and one of say, sulfur or one of the other many specifications. Those things are really hard to fix without an oil refinery.
So what are the options? We heard that sometimes the suppliers themselves will get the problem solved. I presume that depends on logistics and timing. Would reprocessing be a last resort, typically?
Again, it depends on how bad the problem is. If it's just a specification which is, say, 10% off spec or something, just a little bit over the limits, then usually you just dilute it away. So you add a small amount of the off-spec material into a large amount of on-spec material and you slowly use it up. If it's really bad, then you just have to reprocess it. They literally put it through an oil refinery again and make it again. The problem with the dilution is you need a lot more good material available to do the dilution. And in a supply chain like we now have, that good material is not in New Zealand. It's still on a ship somewhere steaming towards us.
Okay, it's another matter. The dilution, that wouldn't necessarily need to happen at Marsden. Could that happen at wherever the fuel is stored?
It could, but it gets very, very complicated. The reason is because you have to have several tanks available, one for the off-spec, one for the on-spec, and so on, and then a third one possibly for the blend. Then you have to retest it. I should say a little about that. Jet fuel is a bit different from petrol, diesel, and other fuels because if the jet fuel is off specification and the plane has a problem, then it falls out of the sky and bad things happen. So the jet fuel is monitored very closely from the time it's produced in an oil refinery all the way through its life until the point where it's put into the plane on the airport. So there's kind of a paper trail that follows it all the way along. So there's recertifications and recertifications and testing all the way down the line. So to do that, you have to have laboratories available or people who know what they're doing all the way along. So depending on where you're doing it, it gets very logistically complicated to do that.
I guess
if you do it at the refinery, then obviously you have a laboratory.
I guess what I'm getting to is, at the moment, if it were a less problematic problem, and it could be diluted, can that happen, diluted away, could that happen at Marsden as things stand now or not?
Oh, it can happen. I'm sure they still have the tanks. The problem with Marsden now would be that they may not have sufficient volume of good material on hand to dilute the bad material. In the old days, when it was, as an oil refinery, they obviously have a lot more material going through the whole system, so the dilution wasn't really an issue, or reprocessing also not an issue.
And the next step, the reprocessing, the actual total reprocessing, could only happen at a refinery, an active refinery, am I correct?
That's correct.
Can we just put this into the context, first of all, of the immediate situation? Is this something that is going to happen occasionally, but potentially with quite serious impacts? Here we are right on Christmas, because we don't have this capacity at Marsden anymore. And in fact, did advisers to the government, the Hale and Toomey consultants, point this out a couple of years ago when the debate was going on about whether to end the refinery?
Oh, I would say disruptions are absolutely certain to happen. It's always going to happen. A scenario like this was always going to arise. Obviously, it's a bit unfortunate it happened just before Christmas, but definitely when you're getting material from all over the world, every so often something will happen to it and it will be off specification. That's definitely true. So our fuel security is not as good as it once would have been with an oil refinery, without question.
Hale and Toomey did say in their report it was expected that larger terminals such as at Marsden Point would have a greater ability to hold and re-blend off-spec product than the smaller terminals. Do we know whether that's possible or not? You made the point they would need to hold a sufficient supply of the good stuff.
Yeah, they're referring to just what I just said as well. Marsden Point still has, still has lots of tankage. But on a just-in-time supply chain, which the oil companies will be running for cost reasons, they may not have a huge volume of jet fuel sitting in tankage waiting to be put down the pipeline. And that would be normal good business practice. If the oil refinery is operating, then obviously they have more. And because they were making the material continuously, they could easily just make a whole lot more today and use that to blend the off-spec material.
The fact that we are now hearing warnings that airlines may be constrained in the amount of fuel they can use, perhaps through to December 20, does that suggest that capacity is not, in fact, in place currently?
Well, of course it isn't. And you wouldn't, as a good business, have large volumes of very expensive material just sitting at Marsden Point. You would bring in enough for to keep the supply continuous with a few days spare capacity. So they won't have the huge volumes that were once there, certainly.
This question of what a good business might do versus security of supply and the national interest, in your view, has it been satisfactorily calibrated with respect to decisions around Marsden?
In my view, it hasn't been calibrated at all. It was a hopelessly optimistic set of scenarios based on just pure marketing considerations. The argument that we're more secure because we've got more supplies from overseas refineries depends on just a bunch of very specific scenarios. If I try and simplify it, obviously people know you take crude oil from some location and you put it through an oil refinery and you make products. There are many hundreds, perhaps thousands of crude oil suppliers out there. In terms of refineries which can supply New Zealand, you're talking, I don't know exactly, but maybe 6 or 7 kind of number. There are export refineries in the Middle East. There are some in Singapore. There's one big one in India. There's some in South Korea. And the Chinese refineries sometimes export, sometimes don't. So those are your sources. But, of course, they're exporting to everybody else as well, and we're competing. So in any kind of scenario where there's a war or some kind of logistical thing or hurricanes, which happen in some of these oil-producing areas, the supply is disrupted. And we're just on the far end of a very long supply chain to receive those products.
David, can we address again the question that I've spoken to you about previously and I've spoken to the Minister of Energy and others about repeatedly? Can you explain how and whether some refining could have been retained using Taranaki light oil, this is in a crisis, had crude oil been stored, stockpiled and rotated as a contingency? We kept hearing that we could not have an emergency supply refined at Marsden without oil tankers coming in. Okay, so the argument is if the petroleum can't come in, then the oil tankers can't come in. Is that correct or not? Could we have maintained an emergency supply?
We could have, but that comes down to economics versus technical. In a technical sense, the answer is clearly yes. If I explain simply how you start an oil refinery is you bring in crude to the units at the front of the oil refinery and you heat them up and the material goes around in circles conceptually while you get everything up to temperature and make product. In the scenario you're talking about, you do exactly the same thing. You bring in a heavy crude and you have it going around in a circle, and you bring the light crude in from Taranaki and you bring it in as a mixture, and the light material products, which would be petrol, diesel, and a tiny bit of jet perhaps, would be taken away and processed further and turned into products. So technically, you definitely could. It's just how you normally start up any oil refinery anywhere in the world. The economics of that are not that good. But in an emergency where you need to keep diesel supply to the hospitals, it's worth doing. The only thing you need to do is have a relatively small amount of heavy crude sitting in storage in the oil refinery for that day when that day comes.
Is that possible now, given what has been carried out at the refinery?
No, I understand not. They've rather deliberately taken a demolition process to key parts of the infrastructure to make sure it can never be used as an oil refinery ever again, which I wouldn't want to speculate on radio why that might be, but that's what's happened. So to restore it to an operating refinery case would take a great deal of money and a lot of time. So a huge amount of damage has been done over the last 6 months or so.
Following the 2017 pipeline fuel crisis, there was an inquiry. Obviously, the decisions that have been made about Marsden have now been made and, to your point, appear to be irreversible. What is your comment on the contingency planning now that is being put in place to improve resilience, the amount that needs to be kept on land as opposed to at sea, the counting of what is at sea as part of our contingency? What's your comment on the arrangements now?
Well, there are different constraints. The public may not be aware, New Zealand's a signatory to the International Energy Authority. We need to keep a certain quantity of hydrocarbons somewhere in the world to contribute to a global initiative for fuel supply. So without Marsden Point, we had less hydrocarbons than before. So we've had to buy more capacity and tickets essentially internationally to satisfy that. So that's been done. So put that to one side. In terms of supply to New Zealand, the only real single point of failure in the whole system before was the refinery Auckland pipeline, and that still exists. It's still a single pipeline. It's extremely reliable, but it is one pipeline. The refinery itself was never a single point of failure, despite many comments to the contrary. You know, there were two jetties and all the equipment was mostly spared or sometimes had many different pathways. So a scenario where the refinery would be unable to supply products for months at a time is just not credible. So what they've done is replaced the system with potentially hundreds of crude supply into one refinery, which could be supplemented by product imports if necessary. They've replaced that with a system with, say, 7 to 10 refinery supplying product on the water. So whether it's worse or better just depends on which scenario you're talking about, whether it's a war, a hurricane, earthquakes, whatever. But in almost all scenarios, we are now worse off than we were before.
I thank you for your time. David Keat worked at Marsden Point Refinery for 27 years. He became refining manager second in charge under the chief executive.